It's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, and the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra. For deep down laughs and listening enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for deep down coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. With extra flavor in the blend because of choice Latin American coffee skillfully combined. Extra flavor in the cup because Radiant Roast develops the full flavor of every coffee bean. And the result is that today more people buy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world. It's afternoon as we look in at the Burns house, and George and Gracie have just returned from giving a benefit performance at the Home for Down and Out Actors.
Oh, George, you've been awfully quiet ever since we got home.
Well, that visit to the old actors' home kind of worried me. Seeing all those fellows who used to be such successful actors, and there they are, down and out. Could happen to me, you know.
Oh, George, it could never happen to a person with your talent. I may wind up in the old actors' home, but never you.
Oh, don't be silly. You've got the talent in this family, not me.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You're far more talented than I am.
I am not. You're the talented one.
Oh, no, dear. You've got 10 times the talent I have.
Well...
Oh, yeah, you take that back.
Well, talent doesn't matter. An actor's life is never secure. Unless he's got a little business on the side. That's what I had in mind for us.
Yeah, that's a wonderful idea. Lots of movie stars have businesses. Now, Benita Granville has a beauty shop.
That's right.
And Fred McMurray has an apartment house. And Errol Flynn has a law office. And Bing Crosby...
Errol Flynn has a law office?
Well, he must have. I've heard several lawyers say that Errol paid their rent.
I see. Well, what sort of a business could we start, Gracie?
How about a bank?
A bank?
Oh, they're very nice. Money all over the place. Every day at 3 o'clock, I could run the vacuum around, take the bag, and then go shopping.
Gracie, a bank just doesn't spend the depositors' money. Take our account, for instance. You know how much our balance is, and so does the bank.
Well, we don't exactly agree to the penny. Now, according to my figures, we have $27,000 in our checking account.
And how much does the bank say we've got?
$2.14.
Going to straighten it out.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we'll have to draw out some of our savings before we invest in any business.
George, I know just the business for us to go into.
What?
A hat shop. Just think, I could have a new hat free every day.
Free?
Uh-huh.
Gracie, hats don't grow on bushes.
Apparently, you haven't seen the new spring models.
Forget the hat shop.
How about a dress shop?
Same objection. You know what might be a good thought?
What?
A baby shop.
Oh, wonderful. Babies are always in demand.
Gracie, we sell baby clothes, not babies. In a men's shop, you don't sell men. You sell men's clothes.
Well, they'd be a lot smarter if they sold men. More money in it.
Hmm.
Now, if you could buy men for what they're worth and sell them for what they think they're worth...
Forget it. Now, let's concentrate on what business we're going to invest in. Cigar store would be nice. Or a place where you can buy pickles. I like pickles.
Well, hi, Burnses.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, Gracie, where were you this afternoon? I came by.
Oh, I made a trip out to the old actor's home, Bill.
Why? You going to exchange, George?
Look, Jack Kirkwood. Gracie and I went to the old actor's home to play a benefit.
Yes, and it made us stop and think how uncertain the future is.
That's right. Fella can't be in show business forever.
No, but you darn near made it, George.
2 lines and 2 screens.
Oh, Bill. Be serious. George and I are trying to decide on a little business to buy. And it'd pay you to get interested in some business, too, and stop chasing girls for a while.
Oh, I suppose you think chasing girls is my only interest.
Isn't it?
Well, no. It's much more interesting after I catch them.
Run along, funny man. We're busy.
Okay. I know you and Gracie will make a success of whatever business you go into. All it takes is money and brains.
Well, thanks, Bill.
And maybe you can contribute something, too, George.
Goodbye, comedian.
Goodbye, tycoon. Goodbye.
Well, we still haven't decided what business we're going into.
How about a hardware store? Or a pickle store where they sell pickles?
Oh, George. There's one of those in every corner. Let's get into something where there's not so much competition.
For example?
Let's open a post office.
A post office? Gracie, oh,
I know what you got to say. The hours are too long.
Yeah, that's it.
But it's not an overcrowded field. Not many people are running post offices. Even Henry Kaiser hasn't gone into that business yet.
Well, it won't be long.
Well, we'll run the other post offices ragged. If they sell a stamp for 3 cents, we'll sell it for two. And we'll put chocolate glue on the back.
Chocolate glue?
Yeah. Oh, that gives me a wonderful idea for a slogan. You can't beat our money orders, but you can lick our stamps. Good?
Somebody will steal that from you. Gracie, I've got a TL for you. The government doesn't like for anyone to make money with the postal department.
Oh, well, this happens to be a free country. You ought to sit down sometime and read the Constitution.
If we fool with the mail, I'll have plenty of time. Now forget it. We'll get ourselves a little store like a drugstore.
Good afternoon, all.
Oh, hello, Meredith.
Oh, hello, all. say, maybe you can help us think, help us make a decision, Meredith.
I'd only be too happy to assist in any way I can, George.
Swell. Now, here's what
nothing gives me greater pleasure than helping someone.
Good. Now,
You must never hesitate to call on me because I love to help.
Fine. You see,
No matter what time of the day or night it is. Just call me.
I will, Meredith. Now, here's what
I'm like a doctor. A doctor of trouble. Think of me as a DT.
I'm beginning to. Now, we'd like
to... love to help people.
Meredith, keep quiet until I tell you how you can help.
Oh, okay, George.
Now, we've decided...
That's a beautiful philosophy you have.
Well, thank you, Gracie.
I give up.
You know, it's hard for George to express himself, so I'll tell you what we want your advice about. We think actors' lives are more or less uncertain, so we want to invest in something for future security.
Yeah, we're trying to decide what sort of a business to go into.
Well, if I were you, George, I'd buy a farm.
A farm?
Yes, sir. A farm has lots of advantages, George, especially if you're ever going to have children. I was raised on a farm, and look how I grew up.
Okay, now let's hear some of the advantages.
Well, all right. Take happiness. Every evening, I'd go to the pasture and milk the cows.
And that made you happy?
You bet. There wasn't a happier kid than me anywhere as I trudged back to the house with a song on my lips and my hair full of milk.
Your hair full of milk.
Yes, you see, it was a tall cow, and I used a low stool.
Well, if we buy a farm and have a cow, we'll hire you as the extra hand.
Oh, George, we wouldn't need an extra hand. You have two hands, and I have two hands, and the cow only has four faucets.
Well, you're fired, Meredith. Forget it. So you really think I ought to buy a farm, huh, Meredith?
Well, I sure do, George. I only wish you were back in my home state of Iowa where we really have farms. My uncle has a place just outside of Mesa City. Raises wonderful corn.
I'd like to visit his farm.
You'd enjoy it. My uncle has ears as big as shoeboxes.
Really?
Yep, the funniest looking fellow you ever saw.
Well, that's fine. You know, Gracie, the idea of a farm kind of interests me.
Well, farmers keep pretty early hours, George. You get a couple of hours less sleep every morning than you do now.
Really? What time do farmers get up?
Ooh, it's very early. Maybe even 9 o'clock.
Holy smoke. What's there to do at that hour?
Oh, wake the chickens up and give them their eggs.
Yes, you gotta get up early.
By George, there's a coincidence. You mentioning chickens. In the afternoon paper, there's a chicken ranch advertised for sale that might be just what you're looking for.
Oh, George, I'd love to have a chicken ranch.
Might be pretty expensive. Have to buy the ranch, have to buy the chickens.
Just buy the ranch. I can get you all the chickens you want for 40 cents.
40 cents?
That's the price of a dozen eggs. The dozen eggs turn into a dozen chickens, and then the
hold
dozen
it,
chickens...
Hold it, just a minute. Eggs have to be hatched.
Well, you sit around the house all day.
You mean...
Sure, sit on the eggs. Use your brain.
Glad to help.
Oh, I'll answer the door. You get the car out so we can go look at that chicken ranch.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Burns. Here's your mail.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Postman. You're a little late today.
Yes, I know. As I was coming through the park, I couldn't resist a pixie impulse.
Oh, what did you do?
I wanted to feel the grass under my feet, so I took off my shoes and socks and stood there for an hour.
A whole hour?
It takes quite a while for a postman's feet to feel anything.
Oh, I suppose they do get sort of numb.
Yes.
If you're so crazy about nature, you'll have to visit us when we buy our chicken ranch.
A chicken ranch?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that brings back memories of my youth. I grew up on a farm.
Oh, really?
Yes. It was working on the farm that made me the clear-eyed, deep-chested, lean-hip picture of superb health that I am today.
Oh, I guess farm life does develop muscles.
Oh, yes. I grew to such muscular manhood that my father wouldn't allow me in the barnyard.
Oh, why not, Mr. Postman?
The sight of my body gave our bull an inferiority complex.
Oh, dear. You must have been happy on the farm.
Oh, yes. I loved the land, the good earth. All day long I labored in it, dug in it, planted in it, plowed in it. And when evening came, I fell flat on my face in it. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
High above Cayuga's waters, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra.